Welcome to Activate Yourself with Gita Sidhu-Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Gita Sidhu-Rab.
Hi, my name is Gita Sidhu-Rab, and this is Activate Yourself. And, you know, the thing about activating yourself is today is something that today's guest is here for us to activate something I think is so vitally important in you, for you, because, and with you, because when you, the way you use your voice, the way that you speak is something that is so earth-shatteringly important for the people that are listening. And I don't think we pay enough attention to it separately on its own. And today I'm going to bring that for you with our amazing guest, and she's going to make you see why it's important and what you can do about it. And I'm going to enjoy every freaking minute, because as somebody who speaks for a living, I am wildly conscious of how my voice actually is part of what I do. You know, people look at their makeup and I look at my voice, you know, and it's that important. So I cannot wait to see what the wonderful Monique McDonald says when she joins us. So Monique has been an opera singer. She's a Grammy Award and this award, and she's like super qualified and wildly known for what she does, and came to a space where her left moment, her activating moment, was when her mother, who was a voice coach, and her partner in life died 10 years ago. And out of all bad things, something good comes, because that was her trajectory into teaching, for which we are all devoutly grateful. So Monique, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Gita, it is a pleasure to be here with you today. I'm thrilled to talk about one of the things I love talking about the most, and to be here with you and your beautiful audience.
Thank you. So let's just do the thousand million mile view, not just of you, but in fact of how did you, okay, let's start with you. How did you get into this? Because you were a singer, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, let me tell you a little story.
You go for it.
Most people, most girls anyway, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be just like my mommy. And my mother was an opera singer. And I was about 4 or 5 years old the first time I got to go and see her sing. And normally she would put me with a babysitter, but this time she couldn't find a babysitter. So I walked in to the chapel at Columbia University in New York City that had this huge dome, and it was just one of the most beautiful places I'd ever seen. And whoever was watching me, I broke free from, and I ran all the way up to the top of the dome. And I was sitting there waiting to see my mother sing. You know, she sang to me as a child, right? And I knew she had a beautiful voice, but she was my mommy singing to me. This was a very different experience, right? So all of a sudden, the music starts and my mother starts singing. And Gita, I did not understand what was happening to me. My mother turned into this creature of light and sound. And the sound was so powerful. It was vibrating my little body. And I had no idea what was happening to me. What I know now is that I experienced the power of the human voice in that moment. And when the concert was done, everybody was wishing her well. And I sort of elbowed my way through.
And my mommy.
Yes. And I said, "Are you still my mommy?" And
that.
She reached down and took me in her arms. And I realized that, of course, she was still my mother, but that she had a superpower and that I had one too. And Gita, you have one too. And everyone listening has a superpower. And what we're going to talk about today is the most essential and overlooked superpower that you have, which is, of course, you and your voice.
Yeah, this is the first time I even thought about this and understood it is with Margaret Thatcher, when I used to watch her in politics and I was very young. But I remember her learning to drop her voice to a much lower register, because when she was under enormous amounts of stress in Parliament, she would talk through her nose because it would, her voice would get higher and higher. And so she did the voice training and would speak like this in a very, and I thought that was a little low, but I remembered that. And, it is voice sound really more than voice is so insanely important, because the way we sound is such an integral part of who we are. And yet I just do not understand why people don't pay enough attention to it.
Well, I think people believe that their voice is their voice. They do not really understand, because nobody ever told them, right, that they have control over sounding like the expert that they are. And that there are ways to do that that are natural and what I call magnetic. And there are ways to do that that sound artificial. For example, our friend Margaret Thatcher, she went a little overboard with it, so it didn't sound like her anymore. However, remember that she was in a job that was mostly men before her.
I was going to say,
she was dealing with men.
Yeah.
That's right. And so what she was looking for was a vocal authority.
Yeah.
And that's what I help my clients with, so that know, like, and trust factor is just built in. And if I were coaching Margaret Thatcher, I would help her do that and still be her.
Yeah. And also, it was, to be fair to her, it was such a different time.
Absolutely.
And so she, I imagine, became the best version of herself that she could possibly be. And that's what that was. I hadn't really thought that people couldn't imagine that they could change their voice, but I guess you're completely right. People sort of don't pay attention to it, because how they sound is how they sound. Whereas I know that if I'm talking to you and I look at you and I think, wow, you're hot, or wow, you look amazing, or wow, you look great. And then you wait to make your voice, I'm like, we're out of here. Oh, let me tell you, man. Let me watch me run down the corridor in the opposite direction. Because it grates your ears, right? It's impossible to be comfortable and intimate with a voice, a sound that you don't like.
It's absolutely true. And the other thing that most people don't realize is that our voice carries codes and frequencies. Most people spend most of their time on what they're going to say.
Yeah.
And they don't realize all the things that affect how they say what they say, and how many messages are being sent by the sound of the voice, the frequency of the voice, the pitch of the voice, which we mentioned, right? Whether it's high or low, the variety of your voice. What I know is that when speakers are reading their talk, which none of my clients do, I won't allow it. There is a natural monotone that comes into the voice, and there's not as much vocal variety. And here's the thing, even if you memorize your speech, that monotone tends to come in because you're literally reading it in your mind's eye, as opposed to having, a structure of where you want to take your audience. What journey do you want to take them on? And you know your content. Most speakers get nervous about not saying it right. And what I know is, as you just mentioned, it doesn't, for some of us, it doesn't matter if you get all the words right. What matters if you connect, if people can feel you.
Which they do also from the timbre, the pitch.
That's right. The pitch or the timbre. That's right. So that's what I mean by the frequencies, right?
Yeah, because it's sound healing, isn't it, in itself?
What's that?
It's a form of sound healing, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And what most people also don't realize is that our voice is a reflection of our life experiences.
Oh, really? So if you hear people talking blind, you can tell about them?
You can.
Wild.
You can tell. When a voice is high and pinched, odds are the person speaking has had a lot of stress and trauma in their voice, in their life, excuse me.
Yeah.
Right? If a voice is low and round, they've probably had, we all have life experiences, right, that change the trajectory of our lives, but they're the kind of person that takes it in stride and expands to meet it rather than shutting down in order. And there's no right or wrong, right? We do what we do when we're faced with life. But what we don't realize is that it does reflect in our voice. And without knowing it, we will be sending the message, life is too difficult for me. It's an unspoken message, but your voice is carrying that. So people won't trust you, right, to create transformation in their lives, which is kind of not fair. But the fact is, people make decisions about you within 15 to 30 seconds of hearing your voice, if not less.
Yeah, completely. Okay, so we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want you to talk about women resisting being visible.
Absolutely.
And how we link that to our voices as well. Because I think when you're also willing to turn people off, that's a way of resisting visibility, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a very subconscious approach to that. So we're just going to go to a quick break.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. Talk to me about visibility. And because you've been very visible, I've been very visible, and in different professions. And it is a very hard thing to do, actually, to be fair. It's a very hard thing to do. It's a very judgmental space to be. It's incredibly hard for women to be in this space. In the United Kingdom, it's appalling. The US is not really a huge amount better, because anybody who's remotely misogynistic decides to come and join the bandwagon the minute you become this. So, you know, they're like, yay, I have nothing better to do. Let me come and attack you. And for women, so attacked on the way in which we look, right?
Absolutely.
So talk to me about what you think, because you say that being visible helps you unlock impact and inner power. I cannot agree more. But please speak to that.
Yes. Okay. So I am so glad we're having this conversation because it's really the number one thing that most speakers miss. Everyone says they want more visibility so their clients can find them so that they can have a bigger impact. But studies show that being watched increases cortisol levels by 15 to 40%, similar to being in actual danger. Now, remember this, Gita. We have this biology, and in our cells is the memory of our human ancestors who relied on being in the tribe or the group for survival, and that straying away from the tribe increased the risk of death. I mean, quite literally, which hardwired our brains to have an intrinsic fear of standing out or being isolated. Like, how crazy is that to stand in front of the group and be totally vulnerable and visible, right?
Yeah, and being singled out of the group when you were in a tribe setting was never a good thing, right? That's meant somebody was going to do some mean shit to you.
That's right. And we're carrying this with us. Yeah. And specifically, women, we are the hunters and gatherers, right? So we are used to working in collaboration. It's for the most part our nature to collaborate and support and be supported. So there is also a sort of limiting belief that we tend to carry that if we stand alone and speak our truth, that it might disturb the tribe, as opposed to what our role is, which is to collaborate and enhance the group. What we don't realize is that, of course, we're doing that too, because every time we stand up and speak our truth with our full magnificence, it gives the rest of the world an example of what that looks like. So
it gives them permission.
It gives them permission. The other thing I want to talk about here is because as we're discussing this, we realize that visibility can be a double-edged sword. Exciting as it is to grow your business and reach new people, and whether you're speaking one-to-one or one-to-many, it means, as you mentioned earlier, opening yourself up to negative feedback and criticism. And here's the kicker, especially from ourselves.
Oh yeah, but women are so mean to themselves. Nobody actually even touches that. The problem, I think, tends to be that our toxic inner thoughts then just get mirrored back to us from somebody outside, right?
I absolutely agree. And so one of the things that I help...
And it's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking because we can't hear our own rhythms and our own truths because we are so outer directed. And many of us feel beaten down and have lost our shine, our magic, because when we ventured out into visibility, it didn't work out the way we thought it would. And so we lose trust in ourselves and our confidence is shaken. But here's the thing that will always be true. We can never rely on outer circumstances for our safety. We have to learn how to create our safety within by managing those inner voices, those inner criticisms that we have taken in and have become our voice, and put them back where they belong, outside of us, and fill our being with thoughts of safety, that you carry your safety wherever you go and no matter who's looking.
So you're saying that if you are kind to yourself and you love yourself, that provides you with a sense of safety. And that sense of safety enables you to be more visible. Is that right?
Well, yes, exactly. And it's a little more, sometimes for some of us, we have to be a little more aggressive than just being kind and loving, because the programming is so deep. We have to constantly remind ourselves that most of the time we're walking around triggered, because something that we're facing on the outside of us looks and feels like one of those life experiences that we were discussing earlier that's reflecting in our voice.
A mirror,
so we literally leave real time and go back, and our nervous system and our body feels the danger.
Well, right? it doesn't know time, does it? It just thinks,
it doesn't know time. So we have to learn how to look at whatever's in front of us and stay in our bodies and stay in the moment and remind ourselves, this is not that. Right here, right now, I am safe, and it is safe to be me. And what is tricky about that is because we have to create that within ourselves so that our confidence and our safety levels, understanding ourselves to be safe no matter what, becomes unshakable.
How do you define safety when you speak like this? What does that mean to you?
It means that there is a primal energy, a primal force that lives within each and every one of us, and especially in women. It's been civilized out of us. We are predators.
Women.
All of us, human beings. And most of us aren't talking about that. I call it primal force or divine power. We all have access to it, but we've all been taught to be good little girls and calm that down.
Okay, so give me a minute because we're going to go on a break. And when we come back, I want to understand the whole predator thing up here.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, right. We're back. Predator me.
It's our nature, but we aren't accessing it because we were told it was wrong.
Right.
It is the power that when a mother sees a child in danger, she will tear your head off.
Oh,
she will kill you in order to protect her child. Right. If somebody is endangering someone you love, there is this thing that happens. And when we learn how to embrace that power again and remember our magnificence and who we truly are, we are always safe.
What is the female definition of predator, in your view?
I call it divine power.
But predator is a hunting kind of energy.
Well, it's a primal force, right? So there's this part of us that I understand what you're saying. There is
you saying it's a fighter energy, or is it a hunter energy, or what? Because predator is just a
I think it's different for everyone.
Okay.
But we have been trained in our civilization that that primal force that we all have is masculine and not ladylike.
Huh.
And so when it gets activated and we allow it to show itself, we move in a different way. We are so compelling when we're on stage because people don't know what we're going to do next. And we are not locked into being one thing. We allow ourselves to move in a way that we were born to move.
Can I reframe that and see if you agree with me?
Sure.
So, see if I understand it. So you're saying that within women, there is this primal force that when accessed has such depth and energy and force that it can be used to protect ourselves as well as others. And that's what you mean, that this is just this huge thing that's within us, if we can
access it. Yes, and that is what allows us to feel safe no matter who's looking. It is not something to be afraid. I mean, I've been working on this now for quite some time, and I've been sharing this energy with my clients, and everybody, it shows up differently in everyone. And it's not just for fighting. It is for being who you truly are.
Which you
so that your voice shows up in a different way. You move in a different way. Because when you are engaged with this primal force, it's the life force that we all carry. We all carry. The problem is that most of us have only seen that kind of energy through violence and war.
So it's the toxic face of masculinity is the force that we're saying. Let me tell you a funny story. When my children were little, because they were very uniquely colored, blue-eyed and blonde and brown skin, and you know, and I traveled, and I was a single parent, and I traveled for work. And I remember saying to the kids, and their father was an idiot, a raging idiot. And I remember saying to the kids, well, you couldn't trust him, you know. I remember saying to the kids from when they were very little, you know, when somebody wants to come and do something bad to you, they're going to come to you and say, don't you dare tell your mommy, because if you tell your mommy, then I'll hurt her. And they were like, okay. And there's these three heads nodding, like tiny. And I'm like, and what you have to do when someone says that to you is go, my mommy's way more scary than you. So if you do anything to me, my mommy's going to come kill you.
I love that. And one of the reasons.
It wasn't in the book, but it was definitely.
It wasn't in the book. No, here's why I love that. Because what goes on when we're speaking in public are those secrets that we were told not to speak.
Yeah.
And so by empowering your children to tell you because you will take care of them, that was another way your primal force showed up. You empowered them to speak their truth. And that's what we're looking for. We dilute ourselves daily. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to be a bitch and be ridiculous.
No, because that's saying,
right?
You're saying we have the power and the force and acknowledge it and use it. And so let me ask you a question, because I am a big fan of this. I'm the most powerful person that I know, and I love that about me. You know, it's something I'm very focused on. You know, I really like that. But that was for me a very conscious step to create that version of me. When you are teaching, we just have a little time left, so I want to quickly get this in. when you're teaching people how to use their voice and how to speak in public and do whatever, you're not literally teaching them voice exercises, from what I understand this conversation has been. You are teaching them how to become the most interconnected, powerful version of themselves, so that when they're in their kick-ass mode, then that's who they need to show up as, and then everything else is a refinement. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Because our voice is a reflection of our life experience, of our thoughts, of what we believe, and how those beliefs are running us. So when we are releasing everything that is not our birthright, which is this primal energy, this force of nature that we all are, our voice responds. And not only is our presence fully present, but our voice responds in kind, and we become unforgettable.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's a really good approach, I think, to, not that you need my approval in any way. Absolutely agreeing with everything that you're saying, because because that's the other side of the work that I do with women, which is teaching them how to be in their power and hold their power. But, you know, I'm always telling women when I'm coaching them, I'm always saying, you know what, curate the result, curate the connection, curate the shit out of all of it. Do you mind?
I love that.
In the old days, we would say manipulate. It's like, no, if you come from power, I think you're curating the connection. And you should
absolutely
connection so that it provides you, as it nurtures you as much as the other person.
Absolutely, because most of us have only seen power as control.
Well, because it's shown by white men.
But natural power, that primal energy that we all carry, doesn't need to control. It just is.
And it's not
just
external.
It is.
Internal.
And we see it in each other. Like, that was when we first met today. It was like, we just jump right in because we were on the same page. And there's no competition, because Gita in her power is so individual and so different than Monique in her power, that we can just like stand side by side and like get inspired and activated because we're standing in the presence of this power. And this is what I want for everyone. I am on a mission to empower 100,000 or more women's voices so that they are heard in a way they have never been heard before. Our world is in need of strong, authentic, powerful voices. Now more than ever, not the controlling power, the essence, the true natural power. And what I absolutely believe is, whether you're speaking one to one or one to many, your voice can vibrate the world.
I agree. I absolutely think you should just give me the world to run for a couple of years and I'll give it back better.
I love it.
Could I do a worse job? I don't think so. Monique, that was fabulous. Thank you so much for joining me. I love that, because you speak to everything that I believe in, you know? And I remember being younger and not having any understanding of this. And I used to laugh and joke. I had doormat tattooed down the back of my spine. And, you know, and I look at that version of me and I look at the version of me today and I'm like, anyone can do anything. If we can be here today, anyone can do anything. So
I love that, Gita. And I do have a gift for your audience.
Yes.
To help them practice this. It is.
We'll put it at the bottom of the.
Okay.
We'll put it in the show.
Perfect. Okay. So you have the link. It's 10 magnetic voice techniques that always gets results. And they're basic, but so often overlooked.
Yeah.
And I want you all to know what it feels like when your voice is aligned to that amazing magnetism and power that is yours, and you speak in a way that everyone can hear you.
This is the wonderful Monique. Thank you for joining us, Monique McDonald.
Thank you for having me, Gita. It has been a pleasure. And I love what power looks like on you.
Me too. My name is Geeta Sidhu-Rob. This is Activate Yourself. Thank you again so much for joining us. Let us know what you found the most interesting part of this. And I will be with you again soon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Geeta Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.